This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to the WaitForIt.com hotline. It is our weekly chat with Dale Murphy, brought to you by our friends at Racetrack. Braves wins are thirsty work, and that's why you should be going to Racetrack. They got $1 any size fountain beverages that pair great with whatever, like a hot dog or a slice of pizza. Cold drinks, a dollar. Racetrack, whatever gets you going. Dale, thanks for joining us this afternoon. And let me tell you, you know, every now and then, Dale, you just are going to have one of those nights where nothing's going well and the other guy, you know, on the mound is red hot and you just take your lumps and I guess you just got to pick up and move on to the next night, right?
That's Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on again. It's the weird thing that people, you know, that love baseball love it, and people that don't know baseball can't figure it out. You know,
right?
You know what's going on here? Braves are hot, scoring a million runs, can't be beat, and then they get blown out. And that's the thing. And I think that's the beauty of the game in so many ways. You know, when you think about the Braves winning 90 games last year, they lost 72. You know,
right?
I mean, when you really think about that, you're going to lose so many times. And you just got to just, and this is a great attribute of this team, and I think all these teams under Brian Snitker, it's over, and they come back, and they're relentless every, you know, day in, day out, they're relentless no matter what the score is. And baseball can be extremely frustrating, but you know, you got to look at the long haul, and I think that's what this team's built for.
You know, Dale, I say this all the time, and you kind of just hit on it. I think people, you know, and it goes back to Connie Mack, literally, like, you know, when he said, every team's going to win 60, every team's going to lose 60. You know, what do you do in that, you know, say 35 or so games is what really determines your season, and that's kind of what you hit on. Look, they lost 72, but you win 90. So it's really about, you know, that 35 games of, hey, here's one that you should win that you know you could have lost, and so it's 162 can be kind of misleading, I think, for some people.
Yeah, it can be. And then you got to look at the Mets, and they got a good staff. Their ERA is a little high, but they're throwing a quality pitcher out there. You know, you're going to look at this, and you're going to look at the Phillies, and it really is going to come down to, as it kind of did last year, I think, is what are we going to do about what do teams do with the lower tier teams like Miami?
Right.
And you know, you got to kind of, your percentage has got to be really high, win percentage against them and the lower tier teams, because when you look at the teams you're fighting with, you know every night it's going to be a dogfight, and you know, you try to, obviously those games show up in the standings immediately when we win or lose against the Phillies. But you know, that's why that you got to keep grinding, even if you're in Miami and there's 3,000 people there. That, you know, those are critical games every night, and yeah, you're going to take your lumps. You know, and as a hitter too. You're going to carry the team for a few games, and then you're going to disappear for a while. You know, that's the way I was. I was a streaky hitter. Right. You just got to get through it, get through that bad streak.
It is Dale Murphy with us. Murph, brought to you by Racetrack here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Good news is Phillies fall to the Nationals, so no skin off our back. We're still up by 3 on the Phillies. I think you look at that team, and they're going to make some moves, Murph, between now and the trade deadline. We got the best lineup, arguably 1-8. But if we play as somebody like the Dodgers, you know, we're not going to be able to score 8 or 9 runs. You know, they're going to be able to do some of the things we saw DeGrom do last night. I'm talking about pitching. I'm still worried about the bullpen. I know we don't really have a closer. What do you think about the pitching situation? I mean, when do we pull the trigger on a trade?
Well, you're exactly right. How do you beat the Dodgers? Your pitching's got to be really good because their pitching is good. Look, and I say it, it seems like I say it every week, but I say it in maybe every interview I do, baseball will always be pitching. It will always be about your pitching, and then your defense, and then your offense. And, you know, big rumors, everybody's going to be going after Madison Bumgarner. I think the, you know, it's going to be a great thing to watch because we know who they're going to ask for. They're going to ask for some of those good prospects. I think it'd be great. Some people say, I read online, where are we going to fit him? You know, things are crowded. There's no such thing as a crowded pitching staff.
Right.
Some guys are going to get bumped. It's just the way it goes. But you cannot have enough depth and experience and arms out there. And I like everything, but I'm kind of like everybody else. I'm watching that Madison Bumgarner deal, and who knows? There's usually something else under the radar that we don't know about, and I think the Braves are going to be very active and all ears, definitely. And the sooner the better, hopefully.
It is Dukes and Bell. John Shuckery in for Carl Dukes. Mike Bell is. We're on the waitfor.com hotline. It's our weekly chat with Dale Murphy, brought to you by our fine folks at Racetrack. Dale, I was talking last night. I was given the projections last night of this infield, and you look at what Donaldson, Dansby, Ozzie, Freddie, and the catcher position, because, I mean, you combine Flowers and McCann. I mean, you're talking about all spots that are on pace for 25, 27, or more homers. Freddie's on pace for 45 homers this year. I was saying that this might end up being, Dale, the best, most productive infield that the Atlanta Braves have ever seen.
I do not doubt that. I just did a little I figured out how to work on the internet a little bit. And I just, you know, I just kind of did some looking through past infields. And the first one I thought was 73, because the Braves had
340 home run hitters and two of them 40. In the infield.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Two of them, Davey Johnson and Darrell Evans, were on the infield.
Yep.
That infield, and I didn't include catchers in this, but you know, that they went for 99 home runs and 313 RBIs. In 82, the year we won it, our infield 71 and 294. I checked a couple of the Chipper's better years. His MVP year, I think the infield went for 70 home runs and 266. These guys today, they're going to blow it away whether they continue the pace or not, because they're already at 57. And this isn't including B-Mac and Flowers. You know, the infielder guys, the infielders are at 57 and 179. So, you know, they're on pace for 120 and 360 RBIs, which will completely blow any infield out of the water. And you just add the catchers to that, they're doing great as well. So this lineup is incredible. I mean, it's just, you know, Acuna does what he does. I mean, it's great balance. It's deep. And I like our lineup better than anybody in the East right now. I mean, there's a couple guys in some of those lineups that scare me, but we got incredible depth. And here's the other thing, is the defense on the infield. It's, you know,
right.
I think they could all be nominated for Gold Gloves. Dansby's coming into his own. I mean, this is a great offensive and defensive infield.
11 home runs for Austin Riley, 32 RBIs. We always ask you about him, Murph, because I think it was a few weeks back, talked about your rookie season when you first got to, you know, over 100-some-odd at-bats, and then you started to get that comfort level. But how tough are they making the adjustments? Because now Austin Riley's starting to see pitchers for the second time. They get the book on him. How impressed are you so far with how he's handling that?
Well, yeah, he had that little dip, and then he came out of it. You know, it's he's going to learn it's a little bit more of a grind at the big league level. And this is his first, obviously, long-term stay up here. The thing about AAA and AA is, yeah, you're going to face a guy, and then you're going to have about three games where you're not going to face somebody that's going to be in the big leagues this year. Oh, and that's just the case. So I love his adjustment. He's fine. He's got a good head on his shoulders.
Our folks at Racetrack bring them every week. Dale Murphy, join us here on the waitfor.com hotline. As always, Dale, appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for jumping on for a few minutes with us today.
Great to be with you guys. Talk to you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.